On the show today, we have Hawaii USA Federal Credit Union's very own Greg Young and Zest AI's Mike DeVere talking about the future of lending, how Hawaii USA is using Zest AI-driven lending technology to really, really benefit their members and their lending efforts. So really good stuff here from Greg and Mike. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little technology, lending technology with the fine folks from Zest and Hawaii USA Federal Credit Union. And so we're going to do some intros. Right below us is Mr. Greg Young, CEO of Hawaii USA Federal Credit Union. Greg, how are you? How are things on the islands today?
I'm good. Things are good here.
Good. Glad to hear it. And then right next to me, we have Mr. Mike DeVere from Zest. Is it Zest AI or is it just Zest?
Let's Zest AI, CEO here at Zest AI, coming to you from wonderful Southern California.
Right. Me too. Hey, what a coincidence. All right. We're all in the Pacific area, yeah, for sure. So, hey, let's talk about something equally as cool, the future of lending and how Hawaii USA and Zest are kind of working together to drive the lending technology. So Greg, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to start with kind of an obvious question here. What's it like running the biggest credit union in Hawaii these days?
Well, I just started October 1st as the CEO, but I got to tell you, it's fun. We're a $2 billion credit union, so we're large enough to do cool things like Zest, and we're small enough to do it quickly. Mm-hmm. So I think we're in a great position with how we're situated. So I've walked into a great situation here.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a nice sweet spot right there that you guys have stumbled onto. So what was I'm going to take a few steps back here. So what was going on at your credit union that prompted you to look for a technology like Zest AI?
So, I before becoming the CEO, I was the chief lending officer, and looking at the lending environment, thinking, okay, what can give us a competitive advantage? What could differentiate Hawaii USA from some of the other lenders, not just locally, because now we're competing in a national level when you look at these fintechs out there. And it was pretty obvious we needed to go to an AI solution. So we started looking at a few and landed on Zest, which we thought was by far the best choice.
Right on. And
it's
so
the only choice, Craig, come on.
only choice.
What are you talking about?
As you can tell, Mike is not
shy. Out there, but we're the real deal. Come on.
Yeah.
As you can tell, Mike is not shy about talking about Zest. So let's talk about Zest for a couple of seconds here, Mike. So what do you guys do? And then how did you and Hawaii USA come together?
Zest AI is a software company that is addressing probably the most important question that a bank will ask itself, which is, who do I lend to? And we're doing that by leveraging AI, which is just simply we're consuming more data and applying better math to this problem, which results in increased accuracy. And so the net result is we're helping financial institutions and credit unions like Greg's capture what we're estimating to be a $1 trillion opportunity in lending.
And how did you guys end up working together? What was the spark there? Or did you guys kind of run into each other at a conference or something, or in the hallways, or what happened?
In all honesty, it was probably a Pac-12 rivalry is why we're together.
Uh-oh, we're going there, huh?
Yeah, we're gonna go there, Greg. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Greg? I mean, Aaliyah made a nice connection with you and went from there.
Yeah, exactly. It was, we were looking for partners, and other than, the incredible software that they offer, there was a definite Pac-10 rivalry that drew me to Mike a little more.
Okay. Well, for inquiring minds, Mike went to USC and Greg, you went to University of Hawaii, right there. Yeah.
University of Washington.
Oh, Washington. Oh, I see the football helmet behind you.
Okay. Yeah.
Dude, Greg played on the football team. He's not UW. I mean, so, what is it? How do I do that one? I don't remember. Like that. There you go. Yeah. And then I make him do this.
Gosh, we may post this interview on ESPN then. So we're going to go this far.
I was a walk-on, so let me clarify. I was on the team. I didn't actually step on the field during the game, but I was on the team.
Why are you killing your glow? Come on, Greg. Come on. How many CEOs of credit unions can say they play for a Division I football team?
Yes, and a good one at that. So Washington, they're no slouch. On USC, they're not bad either. So
you used to not be.
You had some good times.
Michael, in 95, when I was on the team, Of all teams, we were co-Pac-10. It was Pac-10 back then. We were co-Pac-10 champs with USC.
Oh.
Of all teams.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a coincidence. Wow. It was fate, I tell you. Fate. So that leads me to my next question. So why did you Hawaii USA go with Zest versus other options? I know Mike in the beginning said that was Zest was the only option, but let's get this real story from you, Greg.
Yeah. So Mike has to say that, but from our point of view, we had to do our due diligence. So we looked at a few vendors and we had them demoed. And when it all came down to it, Zest was the most mature in terms of their model, what they provided. I think other than the fact that their model we felt was the best, what really drew us and kind of put it over the top was their compliance piece, their inclusion. You know, being a NCAA regulated organization, they're always looking at things. And so when Mike's team came down and we questioned the compliance and inclusion part of it, they had all the answers and made us feel comfortable that they were spending as much time on that as they were on the AI piece, which is important to us. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that we're abiding by fair lending, that we're, that we're doing the right thing for our members. And Zest checked all the boxes.
Right on. And this is where it's going too. I mean, or it's already there actually, because if you're not involved in using AI or have plans to, you might be getting left behind a little bit. So, and Mike, you know all about that. So having said that, so what's going on with AI driven lending? Does it work and where does it work the best from your experiences so far?
So when we look across the number of industries that we use AI in, whether it's auto, personal loans, mortgage, credit cards, it works across all of them. I mean, just simply put, you're replacing an old method that was created in the 1950s that uses a couple dozen variables to describe a borrower. Versus today, if we look at Greg's model, we're looking at a few hundred variables. And it's like, I don't know, I've got lots of kids, and so they play Minecraft and, the big pixel blocks. And imagine if that was the picture you had of a borrower, whereas using AI, you get a high def picture of the borrower.
Yeah.
So that's simply put, and the results speak for themselves. I mean, we look across, we've done over 60 models since April of this year. On average, we're seeing an increase in approvals by 15%. While holding risk constant. And so why do we care about it? The banks certainly care about it, but it speaks to credit unions because they're getting to more yeses for more of their members.
Mm-hmm. Precisely. And Greg, can you share some examples of how this technology has benefited your credit union so far? And even some, if you have some results, that would be kind of cool as well. Any numbers that you can share would be awesome. If you got them, if not, no worries.
So I don't have the actual numbers, exact numbers, but I spoke with our VP of consumer lending, and so we've been running it parallel with our system just to, again, compare our old antiquated way to the new Zest way and figure out if it's what the lift we're receiving. And like anything else, we have it by tiers. The top tier, the 800 plus FICOs, everybody can say yes to those guys all day long.
Yeah.
And they're really, really low. And the other end of the spectrum, people can say no to those all day long. But we see the biggest lift, and we've seen it, is in that middle. Where there's could be some question on, okay, FICO might not be the best, but Zest is saying yes to this and maybe would have said no. So you're seeing a lift in that area, which to us is probably the bulk of our members as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a lot of good FICOs, but if you look at that population, it's huge. And now we're making better decisions in that area. So to give you an idea of how we're running it parallel right now, and we're going to turn it on full in probably in a week or two, we're using our old system to approve or decline. And if it declines it, we then do an override using the Zest score. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. We're sort of using it manually today, but we're going to turn on full. And the only reason why we're doing it that way is because we're revising our guidelines to reflect the Zest score instead of the old FICO scores.
Okay. Good move. Yeah. And like Mike said earlier, it allows you to see that group of members in high definition as opposed to just a block. So it gives you a lot of clarity. Is that kind of what the mission is here as well, Mike?
Yeah. I mean, Mike, when we look, just supporting what Greg's saying, when we look at those middle tiers and we evaluate an AI-driven score that comes off of this Zest AI software, you look at the industry scores, they're slightly better than a coin toss. And so if we want to think about, truly it is a 0.53 or 0.58. And so it's slightly better than a coin toss. And so the days of these industry generalized scores are over. They will pass.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, innovators like Greg, what he's been doing with his credit union of kind of acknowledging that I need to have a model that's tailored to my community and the communities that I serve, versus some generalized model that deals with New York and Alabama and what have you. It's specifically for his organization. Mm-hmm. That's where you get the greatest lift and greatest accuracy, but also you can serve more of your members.
Yeah. And is that what you meant, Greg, by using kind of a Zest score instead of a FICO score? Is that kind of, this allows you to really define that group of members that you're trying to lend to? Is that kind of what you guys are getting at?
When you use Zest, you still see the bar in high definition. But at the end of the day, there needs to be some kind of quantifiable metric.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a Zest score. And so we're getting used to that scoring model, and we're incorporating it into our guidelines. So then the credit union as a whole will understand what it means. It's just another way of measuring it,
yep,
but using way more data than we did before.
Yeah. And really knowing your members as well. And that's the bottom line here. So you can help them. So you can serve them to the best of your ability. So I want to talk about, just before we let you guys get back to work, fintech partnerships. So do you think credit unions are getting better at these relationships or partnerships? And what's your advice on making them a success? Greg, I'll start with you on this one, since this is still kind of fresh for you. So because a lot of times in the past, people were like scared of fintechs. Oh my gosh, they're going to take over the world. But now credit unions are partnering with them, and it seems to be working out all right, especially in this case.
Yeah, so I think credit unions maybe aren't the greatest at it yet, but we're getting better.
Yeah.
And I believe it took credit unions in general to understand the value of partnering with fintechs like Zest. Once you see the benefit of the partnership, then it's a pretty amazing relationship between us and, say, in this case, Zest.
Yeah.
And I think that'll happen going forward with other fintechs as well.
Yeah. And with Zest, from the fintech standpoint, gosh, you guys get an engaged audience right away. So I think that's great for a fintech, right?
Well, I mean, so our experience has been a little different than what Greg is saying, which is credit unions are fast adopters. They're actually outpacing banks right now. So if we look at 2/3 of our new clients we've onboarded this year, they're credit unions.
Oh, wow. That's good to hear.
And they're not just the top 10 credit unions. Yeah. They're credit unions that are $150 million in assets. We have a new credit union coming on board from Alabama. We've got one from Missouri. I mean, credit unions of all sizes are adopting this. So we're actually pretty excited about that. And so, banks, they've got the way they've been doing it for a long time. And we're proud of the work we're doing with the likes of Freddie Mac and Discover and mm-hmm. Truist, which are all customers of ours. Because you know what they did? They helped us learn and raise the bar, that compliance bar, that much further.
Right.
So that when we work with organizations like Kauai USA, we can safely deploy a model. We mm-hmm. have the highest standards out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And Greg, this kind of it kind of prompts you to like be open to investing in other fintech technology at your credit union, right? Because of the good experience that you guys have had with Zest so far, right?
Yes, definitely. It does open up. I think more important, it gives the executive team here and even our board comfort in that this partnership can work, and it's tremendous benefit for both of us.
Yeah, no doubt. I can't wait. I'd love to have you guys back on in about, I don't know, 5 or 6 months and get some results type information. That'd be a lot of fun to see where you guys have come from this point to, 6 months down the road and then on into the future. So be fun to have you back on. So and talk maybe a little bit more football too. So, all right, guys. Hey, anything else? I'm gonna let you get back to work, but anything else here to wrap up? Any final thoughts? Mike, I'll let you go first.
No, I mean, first off, Mike, thanks for having us, and Greg, thanks for joining in. I think that, if we think of driving change and being an innovator, finding the right partner matters. And so asking the tough questions, I mean, so yeah, he played football, he is tough. And he did ask the tough questions around compliance, documentation, fair lending tested. How many customers do you have in production that have gone through an NCUA or an OCC or a Fed or a CFPB audit? Those were all the questions he asked me. And so there are some out there that are posing like AI companies, but the tough credit union leader, the innovator like Greg, he was able to ferret that out. And that's why I'm really excited to be in business with them.
Right on, right on. And Greg, having said that, any final words?
Yeah, you know, we did ask those questions. That was important to us as much as the model itself. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, again, doing our due diligence, Zest was the choice. It was pretty clear at that point, so in our opinion. We're pleased with the partnership. We look forward to doing more models with Zest. And thank you for having me on, Mike.
Michael. Oh my gosh. My pleasure. Oh, and I lied. There's one more question. When does Washington and USC, what's the date? Are they playing?
Next year.
Oh, next year, huh? Okay.
Yeah, it's happening.
We have to wait that long.
We have to wait a little bit, but right now I'm focused on the water polo team at USC because the football team is not doing very well.
They'll be back.
Yeah. We're struggling in football. Both teams are, ironically. So it's probably good we meet next year.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll get the water polo teams together. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, guys, I'll let you get back at it. Thanks again for your time as always. Keep up the good work. All right. And look forward to another conversation 6 months down the line. So you get some more results.
Great to see you, Mike.
All right, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate it.